Back now with Day to Day. Maybe you'd be happier this 4th of July if you had the money to get away on a really lavish vacation. Then again, maybe not. A study appearing in the current issue of the journal Science concludes that money does not buy much happiness. Bob Moon joins me with more on this from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, how do you research money and happiness? How did they do this, these scientists?
Well, over the past couple of years, these researchers asked a group of women to record their moods day to day. They say they initially focused on these women because in the early stages of developing their methods, they wanted to focus on a homogeneous group. So they asked 909 employed women to record their activities on a given day and then their feelings toward those activities. And then they went back and they compared the amount of income for each of these participants with the percentage of time that each woman reported being in a bad mood each day. Now, the researchers hypothesized that those with incomes less than $20,000 a year would probably spend about a third more of their time in a bad mood than those who made more than that. What they actually found was that those with lower incomes spent only about 12% more time in a bad mood than the women with more money. And one member of the research team says that's a reflection of how very little that income really matters for someone's moment-to-moment experiences.
But it seems to defy logic. I mean, you'd think that you have more money, therefore you'd be able to buy more things to make you happier. You'd be able to go on better vacations, go on vacations. But no.
I'd think that. But there was another part of the study that might explain why in real life it's not playing out that way. They took a look at statistics from the Labor Department to check out the way that folks at different income levels spend their time. And they turned up something very interesting. Higher income seems to equal more chores, which could leave less time for leisurely activities. People in higher income brackets spend more time working, commuting, shopping, dealing with childcare, and the researchers say they're more prone to stress. So maybe what money really buys you is more attention.
Well, any cases where money does buy happiness?
Yeah, looking into this story, we turned up another study that was published a couple of months ago, and that report suggested that if money can't buy happiness, it might at least buy some, say, security when it comes to being disabled. A University of Michigan researcher who led that study reported that when a person's health fails, money does seem to matter. We're talking about people who are unable to carry out routine tasks in this case. And those whose financial assets were above the median before they were disabled did report a smaller drop in well-being. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how some people are finding some novel ways to cancel out some of the air pollution they create.
Thank you, Bob. And because you're in public radio, I know you must be very, very happy. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.